The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Good afternoon and welcome to Healthy Lifestyle. I'm Lorianne Kazdia. Our goal here at Healthy Lifestyle is to inspire, educate, and empower you to fulfill a healthy, emotional, spiritual, and physical life so you can feel empowered to live the life you have always wanted and dreamed. Today, our guest is Coco Teodoro from Coco Motion, and we are very pleased to have you on. Welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be here.
Oh, we're really happy to have you. So tell us about Coco Motion. What is Coco Motion?
You know, it's one of the things that we try not to describe. Some things are best being unworded. And when people take our classes or come to our studio, they always struggle to try to explain what it is and what we do.
Well, first, it's based in yoga, correct?
It's based in yoga. And yoga has been dissected and divided by so many people in so many different countries and such. And so it's pretty much boiled down to you either go to a vinyasa class, a kundalini class, a Bikram class, which they don't say Bikram anymore. They say hot yoga or whatever because no one likes them anymore. You know, it's basically hatha yoga, and that's what all yoga should be called.
So what is hatha yoga to educate our listeners?
It's yoga as a body. It's not divided. You know, hatha is yoga. It's the asanas that we practice. And, you know, but we've dissected it. Even my family that I teach with, we have dissected it. We've called it the Coco Motion Flow. We've renamed it to make it more comfortable and to relate to the people that come to our studio. But it's just yoga.
So, and you're saying just yoga, but what is the basic purpose for the average bear for yoga?
So, you know, unfortunately, the way that people perceive yoga, especially in the West, and when I say the West, it means America.
Yeah.
They look at it like just a physical movement.
Right.
And they treat it just for that. And the reason why they treat it like that is because of advertising. It has been a great amount of effort to make yoga look a certain way. You know, it made back in the 90s, it was that blonde girl on Friends and whatever. She did her hair and she did yoga. Everybody did it. You know, so now it's like I'm a skinny chick. I eat yogurt, you know, I juice and I wear Lululemon and I'm the yoga person.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah.
Those are not my listeners necessarily, although there are some, but that's why I have you on. We asked you to be on Healthy Lifestyle because we're here. Healthy Lifestyle mission is to demystify and help explain and take the unsurety of what each of these different modalities are and what is available to us, especially as a Western culture. We have certain preconceived notions, as you were saying, based on marketing, advertisement, and things like that. So yoga is an opportunity to move your body, but also it incorporates your soul and your mind, right?
Yeah, I mean,
so how do you do? How does your team do it? Because it's very different. I've been to a lot of studios. I went to your studio, and it is such a relaxing, non-judgmental, do it at your flow and your pace type of a class that it doesn't even feel like a class. It feels like an experience that you're having amongst other people.
Yes.
And it's both self-motivating. It's almost like playing golf. You're really playing against yourself in golf, and then you're playing with others.
Yes.
And that's the same kind of feeling I got in your studio. I was challenging myself to hold the pose a little longer and to push myself a little bit more and to ground myself and be really internalized and really have a connection. And yet I was doing it at the same time with other people in the room. So there was this feeling of community.
Mm-hmm.
So would that be how you might explain it? Because it was wonderful experience.
I could try to explain it, and it'll probably take a few parts, and I'm sure we'll weave back and forth.
That's okay.
How we explain it. But the interesting thing is, before I ever taught a yoga class, I wanted to be a golf teacher.
Oh, stop. That's so great.
Because I love the individual part of golf and how it's just you and your mind versus the course. And when I started practicing yoga, I realized it was me, my mind. And when I started practicing, you couldn't even buy a yoga mat. The internet didn't exist. Right. Cell phones didn't exist. So you basically, my friend gave me a book and I started doing it. And once I realized that it works, you know, and unfortunately, when we say the West, we only care about the poses. We care about the shape of our body, how we look and such. So, and I accept that. You know, and the funny thing is the yoga community kind of shuns you on that because they want you to understand the philosophies of yoga and the, all of the eight limbs. And what we do here in the West is we practice primarily the one limb. And the one limb is called asana, which are poses. And the poses help you open up your body. They help you stay disciplined and such. But they're primarily meant to help you be content and to sit with yourself. So our studio.
Silence is very difficult for us Westerners.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, I had a boss years ago. I worked for an electronics firm, and we were in the contract negotiation. So we would negotiate contracts with Fortune 100. And I had this manager that I reported to, and you would go into his office and pose a question, whatever, and then he would go silent. And I would shift and stuff like that. And it would be so uncomfortable that I felt myself talking about nothing. And it was annoying me that I was doing that. And finally, one day I said to him, why do you do that? And he said, why do I do what? And I said, why do you just go silent when we're having a conversation? He goes, well, I'm trying to be thoughtful about what you brought to me. And I really want to think about it before I speak. And I said, well, it's really uncomfortable. And he goes, well, there's a benefit to that. Because when people are uncomfortable with that silence, they just throw up their guts and you learn all kinds of stuff that they probably didn't intend for you to know about or have, or because they just want to keep the conversation going because we're so programmed to have quick response and go back and forth because that's what we're taught to do. Mm. And I loved it. It was such a great learning curve. It was a major pivot in my communication methodology that you do. You take a breath and you think about it. And it was more thoughtful.
Yep.
And the same with this is you're really putting a lot of mental thought into what you're doing.
The amount of thought that has gone into our studio is tremendous. And we're looked a lot as like there is no thought because our studio has a really good time. We have a good time. Our sole philosophy, you know, and I'm not sure if I could say this, but our number one rule when we opened our studio, because the yoga studios in Long Island have a lot of rules, you know, don't wear perfume, can't show up late, you know, door's going to lock, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. The only rule that we had on our very first day was don't be an asshole. That's it. When you walk into our studio, you be nice. You be kind. You be sincere. You be focused. You say hello to your neighbor. What you're supposed to do.
So, be a kind human. Be a good human.
That is it. That's the only thing that we cared about. And so go back to the Western, way of looking at yoga. People look at it as a workout. And then so the yoga community, that's a really weird thing, looks at it like they're going to shun you because it's not a workout. They say it's a work-in. So I'm like, it's technically a workout because if you look at
for God's sakes, it's a workout.
If you look at the eight limbs of yoga, it is the asana was meant to help to develop the body for strength to allow you to sit. So I put it on the forefront and I don't care. I don't care if it's a workout or not.
But the thing is it's, that was a marketing tool to be calling it that it's a workout, it's not a workout, whatever they want to call it. But that's what I love about your studios. That's what I love about what you're teaching is that you do it at your own level and it's fun and everybody in there is so nice. They come in and they're just real. And even the people who came in with a little nervousness and predisposition of walling themselves up and being protective, you saw immediately they dropped that protection and they felt they were in a safe environment to be genuinely themselves.
Absolutely.
And we talk about that. That's to me very inspiring to be in a community of people like that. And yes, I broke out halfway through. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. And you would think they're like, well, it's not really a workout. And oh my goodness,
it's
about strength. It's about challenging yourself. It's a mental game. Now I'm a master mindset mentor. Mm-hmm. So I'm all about mindset and the whole mindset is getting yourself through the whole all the movements,
yes,
and challenging yourself, because through the repetition you can get better. And it's not how you look to somebody else, it's just how you're moving and that you're doing it. I went with someone else, and my friend was really feeling very challenged with, yes, it, and I was like, you showed up and you did it. Mm-hmm. You did 45 of the hour.
I know all about it. I mean, the one thing that we pride ourselves on is that after classes we speak to each other, we talk about what we've learned, what happened to the students. So if we get that same student, we know what to expect, and then we could speak to that person and say, hey, you made it this far, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about repetition, it's one of the primary things that we do at the studio. You know, when you go to a typical vinyasa yoga class, I always tell people to imagine this. Imagine going to any restaurant and walking in and sitting down at the table and never looking at a menu. And then the person is just going to give you food and you're supposed to accept it. So at our studio, you know what you're going to get. We work really, really hard on building a routine. And it's kind of like the worst business plan you can have, because my goal is to teach as many people as I possibly can. And I teach 7 days a week, that I can give you a routine that you can do at home. Like, if people run every day, people, you know, go to the gym every day, and it's routines that they don't have to pay for. So my goal is to give you this routine that will work and touch the entire body.
Well, we talk about on the show a lot, and what I talk to my mentoring clients is developing habits. It's important to have these habits. They set the rhythm and the tone. They can. The rhythm and the tone of what your day, your week, your life looks like. And when you have the expectation of completing things, it gives you a sense of accomplishment. Mm. So being able to make it through one of the first classes with you guys, that gave me a feeling of accomplishment. And then the side effect, which is really what the virtual effect is I felt so much better. Yeah. And I made better food choices the rest of the day. And I was just, everything was in tone and in alignment for me.
Yeah, that's the awareness that hopefully that the movement brings, because whatever you did prior to that movement, that moment that you decided to come and move your body, it's the thoughts of what you're eating, what all the habits you had before that. So after you're done, you're obviously going to make a better decision.
What inspired you to, we're going to come back to your yoga, but mm-hmm. what inspired you to open these stores? Because you have two locations now, you're opening a third in Setauket.
Yes, we have a location in Miller Place, we have a location in Patchogue, and we have a location opening up in Setauket. What inspired me? I pretty much got blackmailed by all of my friends. They threatened me that they would not come to, before I opened the studio, I was teaching 7 days a week. I've been teaching 7 days a week for almost 10 years. Oh. And I have a full-time job in Manhattan. So I only teach at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. And I only teach at 7:30 or 7:45 in the evening after I get off the train. And I only teach on the weekends at 8 and 9:45. So it's really hard to get me. But if you do want to learn from me, and which I'm so humbled that people do, before I opened the studio, I was teaching at a different studio or a different gym every single day and night of the week. So everybody that was following me was going to each studio or each gym and paying this money to go that day or buy packages, whatever. A group of people came to me and said, we're not doing it anymore. And if you don't open a studio, we're not coming anymore. And I had some conversations and some people convinced me to do it. And then I decided to advance $25,000 on a credit card, and I opened my first studio.
That's a great, great inspirational story. I love it. That's a person who had, you know, you have a desire to really share this information at all costs.
Absolutely.
And that's beautiful. So then I'm going to ask the natural question that my listeners are used to me asking, is what's your why?
My why is to see change. Unfortunately, not just Long Island, but I'll say Long Island because it's where we live. The most of the yoga classes that are taught here, a lot of the regular folks that go to them don't enjoy it. They don't feel like they benefited from it. And they do. I'm not taking away from any of the studios, but they feel like they've never benefited from it. And I think it's because they're not actually learning. So when I started working in gyms, I realized that every class I taught, I had people that came to me consistently, and then the people that were brand new. And I had to develop something that was going to make them stay. And then when you see a human being not get stuck in the typical, you know, the only way to get the only way to get fit, we feel, is to either walk, run, or lift weights. And now we have things like CrossFit and bar and whatever, you know what I mean?
And those work for some people.
They do. They
but
do.
Some people it doesn't work for because they're aggressive, and it's, I don't enjoy lifting weights.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy yoga. The movement and the challenge is very fulfilling.
Yes.
And the results are just amazing. And my friend who went, who does do the weight lifts and has done the cross training and is a major excellent golfer, they said to me, this is more strenuous than lifting weights and running on those machines and doing it. But yet they felt incredibly, they told me, they felt incredibly empowered and stronger. And they're self-motivated to come back because they're challenging themselves to keep coming back. And I love it. That whole mindset was just so empowering to me and so positive. And whether you go to this studio for yoga or any studio, just that you take the step to do something for yourself, to me, is so positive.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, back to the why is that I really want people to understand that this entire system, this science of practicing yoga. And when people say yoga, they just think of poses. They don't think of the entire system, the science behind it. So my why is to open the doors that walking around the block with a bottle of water is not the best thing for you. Using your entire body and then your breath and dealing with your mind is the best thing for you. So my why is to bring yoga to everybody around, because unfortunately, the only people that come to yoga classes, it's like either the person's a school teacher, or the other person's a Suffolk County cop. And everyone listening to this is probably going to laugh because they're like, "Oh yeah, that's what I do, and that's what it's really like." So my deal is, I was born poor. I was born on welfare. My mom's still poor, and I will basically try to furnish and bring yoga to the people that I was brought up in. And I'm going to open the doors to everybody. And this is why my
You're
mission...
You're making it accessible.
Damn straight I am. And I'm going to be the first nonprofit yoga studio on Long Island. I'm not looking for this money. I'm looking to change lives.
I love that. That's really beautiful. When we come back in the second half, and we're not done yet, I really want to talk about the science behind yoga and what that means, so that our listeners understand a little bit more about what yoga is. Because to some, it's very, I would say, scary. And what I noticed when I went to the studio is that, and I've seen this before in other yoga studios, but specific to this studio, all ages, all sizes, it didn't matter.
No,
and everybody did things at their own rate, at their own size. Actually, it's funny that you say that, is that, you know, my girl, she stretches in the morning. I have a little Lassipoo, and she stretches in the morning, and every morning she does downward dog, and it's so cute. I'm like, oh, you're starting your yoga practice. She does that every single morning. It's adorable. And it's really cute. And every time we do downward dog at the studio, I'm like, oh, Missy. So it's her birthday today. She's four.
Happy birthday, Missy.
Yeah, there you go. And she, but it's a lot of fun to do it. But I love that all sizes, because there are different things. You can do different things that you don't have to. It's not about touching your toes.
No.
It's about making the effort to bend.
The only reason why people think it's touching your toes is because that's what we were fed.
Right.
We've been fed the same story over and over and over. And that's how it works. It becomes real. And it's not real. It's not about touching your toes. It's about feeling better.
Yes. And that's where the mindset comes in. That's where, you know, really looking at what the universe is putting in front of you. So when you're seeing things come up, I mean, it wasn't a mistake or error that we ended up at your studios. And I love the direction you're taking it. And you really do. You want to spread the word.
Absolutely.
And you have such a great why. It's for all the right reasons. And that's when you know it's a good fit, is that you're doing it for all the right reasons. The money and other things, that
It'll
all
come.
Comes.
It'll come.
That just comes. If you do it for it, it doesn't.
Yeah.
But if you just do what you love and do it well and communicate that and share that affection for it, that's what does the attraction.
Yeah.
And that's where law of attraction, I'm a law of attraction practitioner, that's where the law of attraction comes into
Absolutely.
Play and just starts you on a different set of habits. Habits are so, so important. That's and I don't mean about. Habits of smoking. I don't mean those. But just as much as a habit of those habits that may not be as healthy for you, starting good habits and be gentle with yourself. So sometimes if you don't drink all that water that you say that you want to drink that day, you got another day tomorrow that you could start all over again and do it.
Yeah. So if you're blessed enough for tomorrow.
With exactly, and how you're blessed is you got to take care of the vessel that we're sent to be in, and take care of your mind and connect the mind, the soul, and the body.
That's the key of the yoga practice. There's the connection. There's the union. Yoga means the union. It is the yoke, and that's the key to yoga. It's not the poses. It's not your body looks like.
Love it. Love it. We will be right back. You are listening to Healthy Lifestyle. I'm Lori Ann Castilla, and we'll be back after a few moments. Welcome back to Healthy Lifestyle. I'm Lori Ann. Well, if you have any questions, comments, or ideas on topics, guests, or anything you'd like to hear more about, please email us at healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. If you have any questions about our guests, please feel free to email us at healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. And of course, please follow us on social media at healthylifestylewithla. We'll give you updates on where our guests are and more information about the show and what they're doing. And some of our listeners, we're starting to do updates on our listeners right on our social media. So please feel free to give us some feedback. We love it. And we get back to each and every one of you. Actually, I do personally. We are here talking with Coco Teodoro, and he's from Coco Motion, and that's a yoga studio. And we were talking in the first half about the science behind yoga. Well, can we go into depth? Can you explain what the science behind yoga is?
I feel more comfortable explaining the science behind yoga that would make more sense to our listeners, the ones that read every day about why they should do yoga, but then they're like, it's not
perfect.
It's boring.
Perfect.
You know, yoga is a science. We are engulfed in just the poses that are called asanas. But the key thing about a yoga practice is a thing called pranayama. And pranayama means breath of life. And a good yoga practice would have the breath come first. And if you're thinking about why should I worry about breathing, I breathe all day long, it is truly the best medicine for your entire life. When you understand how you breathe and you're aware of what you do with your breath, your life changes. You become more present. And the good thing about social media, a lot of people like to post stuff about taking a breath and being present and all that such. But the yoga science is just like the Ten Commandments. You know, it's don't steal, don't harm, you know, be kind to your neighbor, take care of yourself, cleanliness. That's what's the beautiful thing about the science of yoga. You know, so in our studios, it's impossible, and this is what I think the people miss, is that you cannot learn yoga in a yoga class. You can learn asana, you can learn poses in a yoga class. You can learn how to breathe in a yoga class, but it is impossible to learn about the entire science of yoga in a class. So our theory at the studio is, let's teach the best class that makes the most sense to the human body, not to our egos, but to the human body. And if it makes sense to your body and your body has results and you feel better, instead of looking at social media eight hours a day, you're going to start to read about yoga. You're going to start to buy books. You're going to talk to the person that's guiding the class. And you're like, hey, what do you read? And then all of a sudden, your mind opens up. And then each limb of yoga will resonate with you. And then it might not. You might come back to it. You might love it. But if it resonates with you, similar to a religion, which is not a religion, so please.
I think it's more of a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle. It is a science. It is not a religion. It is, and people have to understand that. A few years ago, I started oming, and I lost a lot of people coming to the studio, and a lot of people hated me for it because they thought I was doing something that was religious in the studio. And I really thought it was funny, and I haven't stopped since because I don't really want to be around closed-minded people like that. They need to understand. So if you see something and you don't understand it,
Ask questions.
Educate yourself.
Yeah, ask questions. And it's so funny because when I was brought up, I was brought up to ask a lot of questions. And the funny thing is, which kind of goes to religion, funny thing is I was only tossed out of one class in my life.
And that happened to be a lot.
I could see that, Coco.
I've been fired a lot from yoga studio. That's why I opened the studio because everybody that hired me, they either came into the studio and said, Coco needs a filter. Coco likes to hug everybody.
That's a wonderful thing. Hugs are underrated
from everybody.
Well, and so the one class I got thrown out of was catechism because I was asking too many questions and she got frustrated. So the nun threw me out and my mom tried her hardest not to laugh coming in. She tried to keep that stern face, but I thought I saw a twinkle in her eye when she passed me and asked me to wait outside. And she spoke to the nun and then just gently said, okay, let's go. And I was waiting for the shoe to drop. I thought she was going to be I was terrified she was going to be upset. We got in the car and she goes, is it my understanding that you were asking a lot of questions? And I said, yes, but mom, you went, stop. I'm going to ask you these questions. Is it my understanding you were asking a lot of questions? I said, yes. She said, okay, what have I taught you? I said, well, when you don't understand, to ask a question. And she said, exactly. Continue to do what you do. I totally Absolutely. Support that. And I love that because if you don't understand, something is strange or scary to you, ask questions. It becomes less scary. The reason why people are fearful of something is the unknown.
Yes.
It is the unknown that makes us fearful.
And the assumptions.
And yes. assumptions and or misinformation. And again, Healthy Lifestyle is here to help dissolve those misconceptions that are being pushed in front of us. And yoga is a lifestyle. So as you do yoga, you're going to find yourself being kinder to the people in the room. There's a certain level of expectation and you like the way you're being treated. So then you start treating other people that way. And then you start becoming expectant that's how you want people around you. And people who aren't like that seem to drop away when you start having a different mindset, which is what we talk about elevating and raising your light. And raising your light is you're elevating your awareness that allows you to want to be around people who have like thoughts and like communication styles.
I'm really happy you brought that up because just yesterday, we are also a yoga school. And when I say we are a yoga school is that we offer 200-hour teacher training. So we are out there training people to become yoga teachers under the philosophy of the studio and under the philosophy of yoga itself. We are about to become a 500-hour yoga teacher school, which we're really excited about. But the reason why I even bring it up is not about the studio. It was about the conversations that we had with our future teachers in our yoga school yesterday, and a lot of them are school teachers, and a lot of them are personalities that need to know everything, need to know it now, you know, and it's like really, really strict. As the training goes on, and as they learn about the philosophy as the yoga as a whole, they start to soften up, but not lose their integrity. They soften up because now they have more kindness. They have more awareness. They're not trying to harm. They're not trying to steal. And stealing could be anything. It could be taking too much of your time, not letting you speak, not letting me speak. That could be stealing.
Sure.
And what's beautiful about what's happening now is that it is showing the science behind it and how you can become a better human. I mean, we follow the Ten Commandments, you know, or the Quran, right? Whatever the religion is, to become a better human being. And what I love about people that really embrace the yoga philosophy and as much as the yoga movement, if you look at any other physical movement to take care of your body, there is not many that tie the breath and the movement together. And the funny thing is, if you could literally do anything, and as long as you eat less and move more, you will achieve the body image that you're desiring. But when you go into something that's physical movement and you don't care about that outcome, you worry about more feeling good and giving and radiating, the yoga practice is something that will last forever and will become yours.
Yeah, I felt like I was, when I was done with the class, I felt almost like I was floating. There was this element of floating and the whole day. And I like doing it in the morning because
that's the best time.
It sets the tone for the whole day. That's why I do my Kundalini yoga in the morning, every morning, because it sets the tone and it quiets the mind. And it's, I get to set what my day is going to look like. I get to set if I'm going to have a good day or bad day. I get to reset every single day. That's the cool thing about every day.
A lot of people that are probably wondering, like Kundalini, what
practice and teach Kundalini.
You know, what's beautiful about it is that you're pulling the energy from the earth.
Yes.
You're going through all your chakras. And when it comes out of the crown, it's going to create that aura and it's going to share with the people that are around you and touch the lives that are around you. So if you're wondering what she's talking about, it is something that is probably the one style of yoga that people are most freaked out about because how long the repetition is and such.
Well, it's long. It can be long. So I usually do 11-minute bites, but it does include vocaling.
Oh, nice.
And you need to vocalize.
Absolutely.
Which as a singer, I don't mind doing, but a lot of people are uncomfortable. It's when you mentioned oming.
Yeah.
It's a version of that. But part of it, just so for people who have to understand, I need to understand how it works kind of person until I started this process. And now I just kind of go with the flow, but I like to understand, and that's where the reading comes in, that the purpose of the vocalization is also to help with your vibration. Yes. It's a connection methodology. You'll find if you're in a class, and I like to do it with more people. I do it by myself a lot.
You can't get the energy.
You don't get that same vibration, and I love it when there's men and women in the room because all of a sudden you become one voice and you start breathing together without knowing it. And when you start listening to it, so I observe as I do. And by doing that, I've been able to see and feel that vibration comes together as one. It's a beautiful feeling.
Absolutely.
That you can't, it's like being energized. You ever been in a room and everybody's excited and you feel that excitement and you just don't know why? It's that same kind of feeling, but in a more controlled way, in a silent way. It takes all that white noise, all that chatter that you get from watching too much TV, and all that chatter in your head goes away.
If I could say something about,
of course,
about that moment of clarity, of excitement in the room. That excitement in the room is created by vulnerability.
Yeah.
It's the person that's closing their eyes and it's about to ohm, and it's never ohmed before, that has sang like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and all these other weird songs, and they'll be belting Britney Spears out of whatever on the radio, and then when they're in the room, they're going to feel weird. They're like, everybody thinks that they feel dumb in a yoga class. They feel stupid because they don't know what they're doing. And I always try to reiterate, and not myself, and just to touch on the studios itself. The name of the studio is called Coco Motion. It was not my idea. It was a good friend of mine. His name is James. And I sent out a group message and I said, we need to name the yoga studio. And he came up with
I love
this.
The name. I think
Thank
it's
you.
Great.
And I work in, actually, my full-time job is in advertising. And I went to them and I asked a bunch of people that work in that side of the market. And they're like, you got to name it with the name Coco because everybody knows you. And I was like, okay. But it was...
Well, you were the brand.
I was the brand at the moment. But I am not the brand anymore.
Well, you have such an outstanding team. Let's talk about your team.
Please. Because without the people... And they're not even my team. These people are my family. Everybody knows that works with me, plays with me, hangs with me, knows that I am nothing without the people that I surround myself. It is why our mantra for our studio, our tagline, or our mission statement is we exist to move people. And a lot of people misconception it where we're only care about you moving and doing handstands and such. We're like the king of the handstand. If you want to do a handstand, we're the people. We're like, we are the people that go upside down, and we love it. We understand the risks of it. We work on the risks of it. We approach it. But without the people that I'm surrounded by, this wouldn't be what it is.
Well, I can tell you that you do move people on a number of levels. And I love this mantra and this tagline, especially being a marketer. I love this because you move people physically by doing the yoga positions, but you also move people internally.
That's
because your teachers, they all care.
They are the most amazing people.
Like, in a depthful way. It's not surface. It's genuine. They care about each individual. I listened to Christiane.
Yes.
I listened to her speak to every single student before they left and had this specific conversation with each of them as if she'd known them forever. And
absolutely.
I know at least two of us were new.
Yeah.
And when she was speaking to us, I did feel like I was part of a family.
Well, you are. You stepped into our world.
Yeah.
And that's why she treated you. And everybody else will do the same.
And it was a treatment of respect. Now, everybody goes, oh, people talk about respect. It's not an assumed situation. It was just natural because that's how she treats people.
Yeah.
And you automatically treat her that way. And that's what respect is about. It's a two-way street.
Yeah.
And she created this environment that was safe, respectful, kind, thoughtful. And you carry that forward. So who doesn't want to be surrounded by people like that?
If you think about it, and again, this is because of communication. And if you don't think about communication, please take a moment to think about communication with your significant others, with your people you work with. We communicate and we think about what it takes to take a class. If, like, you want to go see a movie, you're going to drive 15 minutes to a half an hour to see a movie. You're going to drive a half an hour home. You're going to carve out 4 hours to go see a movie. You go take a fitness class, a yoga class, anything. It is the same exact thing.
It's a commitment.
Yeah. So when you come in, we respect the fact that you're doing that. You found a babysitter. You're dealing with your laundry. You're leaving kids early. You know, we understand. So when you get there, we are beyond grateful that you're in front of us. And we are going to do the best job that we possibly can to deliver the best practice. You know, that's the thing is, you don't do yoga. You practice yoga. You don't do it every day.
Why do you practice it?
Because every day is going to be different.
Right.
Every day you might have drank a million beers last night and woke up with a hungover and you still showed up. You might have gotten to a breakup, or you might have hurt your leg. You might have hurt your lower back. It's going to be different. But the practice is to sit in the uncomfortable, to get through it, you know, and each day will be stronger and stronger. And some days it won't feel that way, but that's the mental part of it. And that's when the pranayama, that's when the breath comes in, and that's when the meditation comes in. And when you come into a room, and in our studios, we don't believe in mirrors. We don't believe in hot yoga, because it's a lie, because the heat is taking the body and it's making it more pliable. And then once you leave the heat, it goes right back to where it was. So we focus on using your body as your tool, as what it was given to you, and we use the breath to stay present.
So that breath that you're talking about is used in Kundalini as well.
Absolutely.
Again, it's a way for you to work through the whole entire emotion. So it also allows you, while you're listening to your breath, you're not focusing on all the chatter.
Yeah.
So that makes the silence come in. So there's the meditative element that comes into yoga. That's another way. It's actually a way for us to distract. I have a very dear friend of mine who is a professional speaker and motivator, and she says when she goes into her meditation, she just listens to the hum of the air conditioning unit. She finds a repetitive sound, mm-hmm. and she just focuses on it, which is what I do with the sounds that I make in Kundalini.
Yeah.
I focus on the sounds that I'm making and the music that's surrounding. Same with the breath.
You're a singer,
focus.
Correct?
Yes, I am.
So for you, it's a beautiful benefit. It's like most people that come to yoga studio, they first thing they say to us, I'm not flexible. People come to a yoga studio because they're not flexible. That's why you come. But on the same token, if you're flexible, you lack another part of your body.
Right.
And that's why you come. So to take it back just one notch about coming to the studio, you want to come to a studio, and we talk about this word flow. The flow zone is a point between anxiety and boredom. And if you could find that, it's like driving 5 hours and it felt like 20 minutes. That's the goal of finding your flow in anything you do in your life.
Yes.
And that's what we try to distill inside
the
class.
Well, flow is the satisfaction. That's your finding your place of satisfaction.
Yes.
We're always in search of that satisfaction.
Absolutely.
And being present in the moment. And that satisfaction comes from being present in the moment and enjoying the process. And that process is great. And if you want, even in Kundalini, if you don't want to be vocal, you don't have to. In your yoga practice, if you don't want to do the ohms, you don't have to.
Yeah.
And you don't have to feel silly, because it's none of our business what anybody anybody else is thinking in the room, because I got to tell you, they're just as anxious and thinking the same thing you are. So stop thinking about it.
The mind does not turn off.
No.
And I want everyone to understand that. Like, you should just take a minute every day and just deal with your breath. Watch your inhales. Watch your exhales. That's it. And if your mind starts going crazy, it's designed to go crazy. It's okay. But the problem is, we then get mad at ourselves that we can't calm our mind down. But that's why it's a practice. Every day you come back, every day you put the work in, it's a little bit better.
Yeah.
And that's what the whole idea about taking a yoga class is. Your body feels a little bit better every single day.
Well, it's like starting anything. You don't go out of the box and become, you know, a baseball star. You have to practice every single day. Oh. Anything you do, you have to practice. If it's an instrument, if you're singing, if you're being a marketing person, if you're a lawyer, you have to practice it.
Yeah.
You know, even a medical doctor has to practice, you know, over a long period of time, every single day. And after a while, certain things become natural and instinctive. And that's what happens in this practice of yoga, right?
Absolutely.
I really appreciate you being on. If you have one thing to say to our listeners, what would that be?
Just show up for anything. Don't come to my studio or our studio. Just show up. Do change. Don't get caught up in the couch. Stop wearing sweatpants every day. You know, be uncomfortable so you learn that your body is there. You know, it's the really important, because if you feel better, everybody around you feels better. That's what's really important. Be kind to yourself and love one another.
Thank you so much, Coco. You're just a dream. Thank you so much. I hope you can come back.
Do you think we can end in an OM?
We can, but let me just do my thing and we'll go right to it. Thank you for joining us today on Healthy Lifestyle. I want to thank my guest today, of course, Coco. And if you miss any interviews, you can catch them online. But remember, do a little something for yourself every day. It starts there. It doesn't have to be big, but do something for yourself. And as I always say, you are the best you, because everyone else is taken. So thank you so much for being here today and joining us on Healthy Lifestyle. I'm Lorianne Kasdia. Until next time, show up for you and show up big. Give it. Let us have it.
Let's do it together.
Yes.
Let's take a big breath in. One breath out. And let's share an OM. Big inhale.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.